But and it was a good, really good comeback win. And Cousins got ejected for elbowing fucking Westbrook.
Oh. Okay. Cousins.
Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
How do I sound?
You sound like you're calling in on a radio show.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let's see if I can. Oh, that mute, y'all.
Let me clear my throat.
This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat, so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
What's up, Hoodat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is a 0. I know y'all wanted some big high numbers after yesterday's game, and so I am working on some beer. We'll see what we can get, but I have a feeling Jason might have the number for us tonight because he came from the Pelicans game, and he already slurred a little bit before we started the show. So with 6 minutes left, Deuce and Jim Henderson were giving the Saints fans the consolation speech on WWL. They threw in the towel, they'd given the team a pat on the back for a valiant effort, and they reminded us that although the loss was inevitable, the team was still a good team. And then the Saints offense decided to flip the switch that we've been really waiting for all year, maybe, for this kind of shit. They remained calm, believed in each other, and rattled off the greatest Saints comeback since the Saints beat the Redskins in 2009. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I actually don't have a number. I'm still kind of recovering a little bit from the game yesterday.
Oh, damn. So the slurring is just general Jasonness.
Yeah, I tend to slur from time to time.
Yeah, he heard that.
Yeah, but no, I did have a few drinks yesterday. spilled a couple of drinks at the game yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of one of those games. but it was a fun night. Pelicans came from behind to beat the Thunder, the arena, so that was nice.
It's the theme of the weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Yeah. Damon, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Jeff. Pretty excited.
Sounded.
Yeah, well, I have a little sore throat from screaming.
Apparently, a lot of people did a lot of screaming yesterday.
But it's funny, you talk about Henderson and Deuce. I listened to the podcast of Gus Kattengill and John Forcade. They're on ESPN Radio here.
Mm-hmm.
And when they started their show, the game was still going on.
Oh.
So they were doing the same thing. They're going, well, you know, you can't win them all. 4K was saying, yeah, the Saints just got out-coached today. They weren't just, they just got out-coached by the Redskins. You know, in the game, so they started their show and the game was going on and we were still down.
Mm-hmm.
And so you listen to them and all of a sudden things start changing.
By the end of it, the Saints have out-coached the Redskins.
Right.
Anyway, we'll cover all that in the game recap. We'll be right back. So the Saints. I mean, I don't even know how to
get into this one. Do you just skip all the way into the fourth quarter, or do you?
Right. Well, the Saints are the anti-Falcons, and the Redskins pulled the Falcons,
mm-hmm.
blowing a big lead. You know, snatching victory from the jaws of defeat.
With Meacham as an honorary captain, too.
How
poetic,
appropriate was that?
Yeah.
You know, we all remember the great.
Yeah,
the Meacham round.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I did notice. Now, before the game, it seemed like there were a good number of Redskins fans, but in the game itself, it didn't seem like there were a ton like there had been for certain teams in the past. But I noticed it because I went down. Ben Wright from the UK Saints podcast came over here from London, so I met him for lunch Saturday. Saw some Redskins fans out there, but it wasn't.
But you saw them in a concentrated, small, confined space where once you get into the dome, they're spread out. They get swallowed up by all the Saints fans.
Yeah, but usually some of the teams, especially early, there was the big section that's over on the by the other team's bench in the corner. Usually it's a ton, and I didn't feel like there didn't seem to be as many as I've seen other teams.
Well, we talked about why that was probably going to stop happening. As the Saints start winning, people stop selling their tickets. So yeah. Hopefully it'll continue. But Junior Gallette played in this game.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
I don't think... Did he register anything?
Yeah, he actually put a little bit of pressure there on Breen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he got necessarily any actual tackles or sacks or anything of note, but he was a presence.
Ah, fuck him.
Well, that's what a lot of people say. Although somebody did tweet, I'd hate to be, after the game, they said, I'd hate to be within belt swinging distance of Junior Gallette after this game.
Yeah. But that was something, I mean, look, Kirk Cousins is one of the better quarterbacks we faced, and then when Lattimore went out, you know, there was a big difference. A couple of busted coverages. I mean, that Ryan Grant, I could not believe how wide open he was. That was pretty frustrating. And then, yeah, I mean, it seemed like, I don't know how many sacks Washington had, but it did seem like Breeze was under duress a lot.
Right. Look, their defensive line played well. Ours did not. We could get no pressure on them, and they got lots of pressure on Drew. I don't know how many sacks, but they got a lot of knockdowns and, you know, hits after the ball was out.
I think they only got two sacks.
I mean, here's the takeaway from the game. We are missing Lattimore, Okafor, Klein, and Vaccaro. Now, we're going to get three of those four back. And Lattimore tweeted out that he's going to be okay and he's ready to roll against the Rams.
Hope so.
Hmm. Well, if worse comes to worse, I'd rather play it safe for at least 1 week and get him back when we got Carolina and Atlanta coming up.
No, I agree. You know. No, I agree with you there. So, did it seem to y'all that the Redskins just that they decided they were going to stop the run?
They decided
they tried.
They were going to stop the run.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't seem that way to you.
I mean, they tried. We didn't run the ball. We only had 23 attempts all game.
Well, if you've heard Peyton's, you know, in any interview after the games, he was saying, "Look, that dictates, you know." That's dictated by where, you know, if you have the lead or not. And
right.
He said, look, I'd love to run 40 times, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And the offense did, you know, I mean, I'm going to say it didn't get going. I mean, but Drew had, you know, 400 yards or just under 400 yards.
Yeah. That last stretch in the last, what, 2 to 4 minutes or something, he was 11 for 11 with... how many yards and two touchdowns?
It was like 100. Yeah, it was like 160 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, pretty fucking impressive.
Right.
It was perfect.
Right. And then Ingram had 52 carries, 51 yards in overtime.
Right.
That's true, man.
Deep offense right there.
And, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was crazy. Yeah, he had all his damage in those last couple of drives. And, yeah, I mean, especially after they threw the touchdown to a guy named Sprinkle. His name was Jeremy Sprinkle.
Yeah, it was.
When you had a touchdown to him, and then the people started leaving, it's just like, I mean, come on. I mean, look, I never leave the games. I mean, I get why some people think they need to leave. I mean, that's fine, whatever. It's frustrating a little bit, but I mean, they missed out on what we got to see for those, you know.
Yeah.
We got to see that comeback in person. They all fucking missed it. That's what you get.
So, you know, one other thing I wanted to point out, like, I looked at the highlights and whatnot, and the Kamara bobble catch touchdown, and maybe the two, and the 2-point, or maybe it was just the Kamara 2-point conversion. Josh Hill manhandled whoever it was he was assigned to block that made that play work. Kamara gets the credit there, but dude, Josh Hill deserves some credit for playing a really good blocking game.
Look, the tight ends played well. He had good block there. He scored the first touchdown, you know, on that drive towards the end. And then Fleener, I mean, man, what a last two drives by Fleener.
Who saw that coming?
Fleener pops his head out every once in a while.
Like Perrette.
But just, man, to, you know, being down six, you're like, okay, all right, you know, and clearly the odds weren't in our favor, but in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, I mean, we have Breeze, you know, stranger things have happened, and just, man, and then, God, when he threw the pick, and you're like, oh, fuck, that's it. Thank God that was called back by the penalty hands to the face of the defender.
Mm.
Thank God. But it was awesome to watch, man. And that's, you know, we haven't had to rely on Breeze to do that. I mean, all the talk was Breeze almost being like a fucking sidekick to the rest of the offense. And I mean, God, when you have, you know, as good as the team has played without needing him, like when you can fall back on one of the greatest to ever play the game, it's a good spot to be in.
Well, that's kind of what, remember last week when we were talking in the game preview, I think Scott or somebody had even said, like, let them stop the run. Like, let them focus on the run. And, oh, what are you going to make Drew Brees beat you? I mean.
Okay, okay, sure.
Done.
Right. If you've been listening to the, you know, the talking heads on TV, that and they're asking, you know, who do you like out of all these teams, blah, blah, blah. Majority of them picked the Saints for that reason. They said, you know, they said, look, you got Goff in L.A., you got, who knows, in Minnesota, Keenum.
Keenum's playing well, though.
Right now. And then you have, you know,
Wentz.
I would call him Weiss. Wentz, and, you know, and you have Drew Brees. So which one, you know, which quarterback do you want out of those four in a scenario where you're, what, down by 15 with under 4 minutes to go?
Right.
You know? You want Drew Brees.
Well,
but, hey, look, I mean, you know, Jeff, you said it a couple of weeks ago that this is the same schedule that we played in 2009.
game.
Yeah. Hey, look, if the end result is the same, I'll take it. Instead of losing our consecutive game at the end of the season, we got that out of the way first. And then we're going to go, you know, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I like that. But no, it was, I mean, an exciting game. Just, you know, that's why I love football. Just the emotion, the highs and the lows and the three-hour period. You're up, you're down, you're up. Now, this game, I was mostly down the entire game. I'm not sure we never led this game.
No, at all. Until the very end.
Right. Expectation.
Quality.
Sounds cool. Perfect.
Is that good? Quality.
Sounds cool. Perfect.
Is that good?
Quality. Oh, cool. Perfect.
Is that good?
But yeah, so, you know, couldn't get pressure all game, but then, you know, you had the last drive in regulation when they're moving down, it looks like, oh, shit, they're in field goal range. Bloop. Intentional grounding, and then finally we get the blitz by Bell, you know, get the sack, the fumble. And then Cam Jordan getting that huge sack in overtime. I mean, that's the thing. Like, when it went to overtime, we just kind of knew, like, well, that's it. There's no way we're losing this game. I felt so confident at that point when we went to, even if they were getting the ball first, it didn't matter. I just knew they weren't going to win. This is our season, man. We're going to win games like this.
It's that kind of, right, that's the kind of belief and fortitude that we knew was there. We hinted at it a couple of games back, and now it's truly just cemented itself, where it was the whole, a team that can face adversity, not give up, and not throw in, like, not give up, and fight through it, and actually not turn on each other.
No, and have fun doing it.
Right? It's just, yeah, there's the chemistry is there this year.
Well, you know, and Sean Payton always talks about confidence, confidence, confidence. In games like this, I mean, what a confidence builder. And again, how many times did we do it in 2009? At least twice with Miami and then also with Washington. it just, you know, that helps
you need
build
like
the confidence. That. Right.
But even that Rams game in 2009 where Courtney Roby's kick return.
Yep, that was the difference, yep. Coming out at halftime. You're right. No. And look, you know, good teams find a way to win. Bad teams find a way to lose.
Like the Falcons. So the question I have then is, I mean, clearly Lattimore and Okafor being out is a part of it, but the defense, I mean, this
and Kleinemacaro. I mean, those are big pieces missing. I mean, Michael Malti is playing meaningful snaps at linebacker on defense, we're going to struggle.
Okay, so then that, let's say you get, when's Vaccaro due back?
I think he's going to play this week.
Okay, we don't know about Lattimore, and then Coach Klein.
We don't know about Mr. Coach Klein either.
Coach Klein, we don't know.
He did practice on a limited basis this week, so.
Okay, so it's not going to, hopefully, right, this Rams game, I mean, you're going to be missing Okafor, Klein maybe.
And probably maybe Lattimore, maybe, but you're going to get Vaccaro back.
But the point, I guess, where I'm going is we may not – I mean, and the only way to beat the Rams is going to be an offensive showcase, which we're capable of doing, but it's going to be one of those games, which we'll get into in Saints preview. But what happens for the Okafor replacement? I mean, what do we do about that? Like – now we get time to worry. What was it last year, Jason, when you said we didn't bring back Fairley?
Yeah.
And now Okafor is gone. Now we should panic.
I mean, you got Hendrickson, you got Kakaha, and I guess Muhammad. Or, you know, maybe they slide Omanyata to the outside. I mean, I don't know.
Is that why we didn't get pressure, though? Is because Okafor, I don't know when he went out.
No, he went out towards the end of the game. He was in there most of the game. Okay. They just, I don't know, their line played a good game against our defensive line. Just
straight up, okay.
One of those games we could not get pressure. Their offensive line played well.
Yeah. Just matchups. All right. Y'all got anything left on the game before we get into tweets, which obviously some tweets are all game related, so.
Of course. Look, it's one of those all-timers, man. One of those all-time games. You know, it wasn't pretty, but it was magic, man. We fucking stole that game.
I just find it, like, I mean, you can't say it enough about how ironic it is that it's the Redskins. That it was the meet around back in 2009, and now once again we did it here. Damon, you said how great it would be to ruin Minnesota's season again by beating them in the NFC Championship. I mean, if this is a repeat of 2009. The only difference is we won't have to beat Indianapolis in the Super Bowl.
Maybe no, we'll beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brandon Cooks.
All right, let's get into some look at him tweets. Okay, our first tweet came from Life of Ty, who says, shame on those who left early. I drove 2.5 hours for my first game of the season. I wasn't leaving until the fat lady sang. I have no voice. I'm typing, screaming. Or I'm type screaming. Who dat, motherfuckers? So he noticed some people left early, too. but did not.
I mean, it was hard to ignore.
Was it that? Was it that many to where it was a noticeable? Because
it definitely was. There were a lot of empty seats. Yeah,
listen on the radio, it sounded loud in overtime.
And I mentioned that today, even though all those people left, we were on defense. It still got pretty loud.
People went nuts.
But there were a lot of empty seats. I mean, the wave, you know, after Sprinkles touchdown, the wave just kind of went out. And I mean, yeah, you could see. I mean, it was very noticeable. Sucks. I don't like people leaving early, but I mean, whatever. Like, I mean, I'm not leaving.
Yeah. All right, Eric Jukes says they're having a blast again. It's not offense versus defense anymore. It's everyone together. It's running the ball effectively. It's 2009 and 2011. It's holy shit. We still have Drew Brees if we need him, but Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara are absolutely balling.
It's fun. It's fun to be good again. I've said it for the last couple of weeks. It's fun that we're good again. And especially, look, and I've mentioned this before. Like, I don't want Brees. You know, I didn't want Brees to go out on a bunch of 7-9 shitty ass seasons. You know, we deserve to get him a good team and get him back in the playoffs. See what we can do.
Dude, just between Kamara, Ingram, this offense
Think about it.
Are they better than the Pierre Thomas Darren Sproles tandem?
I think so. I mean, look, Ingram had 130 yards on 11 carries. That is just stupid.
Ingram is insanely good right now. Like, I mean, he was always better than underrated, but now he's better than that.
I mean, that's kind of amazing for a running back to have his best year in year, what, 6 or 7? You rarely see something like that.
He can't do it all by himself.
It's offensive line?
Yeah, well, offensive line.
Yeah, that helps too.
And again, how much of that is over the last 4 years, you know? We've had historically bad defenses, and we've had to pass the ball to play catch-up.
That's true. That, but also, I mean, the Saints are tearing it, like, up the middle. Like, they're gashing. When they did run good yesterday, it was up the middle. They didn't need to go around the outsides.
They have been kind of running wherever they want.
I'll run it over here. Maybe I'll run it over there.
Whatever. I run where I want.
All right, Big Easy Guy John says, the last team to win 8 straight and the Super Bowl was the Saints. Let's hope history will repeat itself.
Good company. Well, I'm pretty sure we're the first team. Aren't we the first team to start 0-2 and then win the next 8?
That is also true.
That is correct.
All right.
History's kind of on our side.
There you go. This next tweet, mainly reading it because of his Twitter name, but also because it's a new take on an old nickname that you might want to use or not use. I don't know. Anyway, the tweet comes from Shitty McDickenstein. Yes, that is seriously his name. And it says, I got a Kamara boner.
Gotta like those Kamara boners.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Because the Cook's boner, it turned him into an asshole. I mean, it turned him into a dick.
A Dickie McShitterstein?
Yeah.
I know I didn't say that right.
I mean, I don't know. We might need a nickname for Kamara. Like the Cook's boner thing. But maybe it can't be Kamara boner. Still, y'all think of something. Tweet us, tell us. Jason, you might think of something. Let it come to you. We're not going
to
force
it. Yeah, it has to come natural. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's long overdue already.
Anyway, that was to see him hop in the stands after the touchdown.
He does like to
like
do
jump up in the stands in the first row.
That was impressive because, you know, the seats in the dome were high, not a like yeah. Lambeau and other places where they
Can pull it off.
Yeah.
Well, between his leap is what he likes to do, and then Ingram's dance that he does with his little shimmy sham with his arms. Does anybody know the story behind that?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but that's
the first time I saw it, I was like, what the hell? Now I'm looking forward to it. Because it happens so much. But I thought I saw him and Jairus doing it on the sideline on a clip of something one day. So I wonder if Jairus was taught him that dance or something, and he's actually doing it as kind of a part of him and Jairus' little thing. You know Jairus, right?
Yeah, of course we know. Of course we know Jairus. Come on, man.
Not Jairus Bird.
Fuck him.
All right, next tweet comes from Avery Pelwicki. Says, how big of a hit is losing Okafor on defense, and who needs to step up? And I think, Jason, you did mention already that Kakaha might be your guy to step up. But how?
Kakaha, Hendrickson, you know, Muhammad. Look, it sucks because he was playing really well.
Yeah.
You know, he was having a really good year playing opposite of Cam. So it's clearly a big loss, but, I mean, unfortunately, the only way we can replace it is from within. Somebody's going to have to step up, or a combination of the guys.
Rotate. I mean, Kaka's been looking good when he's been in lately, huh?
I mean, yeah, he hasn't played a ton, and he is more just pure pass rushing. You know, I mean, Okafor was still good against the run too. I mean, that's where Kaka is probably a little lacking. So he's just kind of a situational pass rusher. So for that, you're going to need to rely on the bigger bodies, Hendrickson, Muhammad.
What are you doing down here? They just need one more act. You got to get out there and help those guys.
They'll figure something out. We actually have a competent defensive line coach, so I'm confident he'll figure something out.
Speaking of, before we continue, though, a little throwback to game recap there. Damon, you had mentioned about manufacturing a pressure and how you didn't want to see that because the Bears game, we tried to do that and it didn't work out too well. And I will say, there was a couple of highlights, Washington highlights, that I saw where a lot of the times that it looked like they had that wide open touchdown pass, and then mm-hmm. I think another deep pass. Both of those passes were the kind of like they blitzed, they manufactured the rush or the pressure. So once it did burn us when you do that, but then again on this game you kind of maybe had to because you were missing Lattimore, because you were missing Vaccaro and Klein. So, I mean, on this one, maybe you forgive them because they had to versus it wasn't maybe not part of the original game plan.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not sure. We definitely were not getting pressure.
Just from the front.
Right.
Front three, yeah. Like normal. All right, Big Easy Guy John again says, what a game! I'm especially happy for Colby Fleener, who appears to have woken up. What do you guys think changed for him to get going? Now, let me jump in first here and just say, I don't expect this from Colby Fleener every week. In fact, I don't expect this from Colby Fleener.
Again?
I ended my sentence. I don't expect this from Colby Fleener, period. I'm happy to see it, don't get me wrong. But somebody else did tweet, and I don't think I'm going to read it, but it did say something about, oh, how about that blocking from Fleener? 91 yards worth of blocking, clearly directed at me. Which is why I wasn't going to read it.
That's a great tweet. I like that tweet.
Right, 91 yards worth of blocking. No, I mean, it was good. He stepped up. What changed? I don't know. Why did he just suddenly catch everything thrown
out? Well, you know what? Washington isn't good at covering tight ends.
Yeah, but Fleener drops things when he's wide open.
I don't know. I think you overestimate his drops. I really do. Maybe. I think you just have this hatred for Fleener, and you see drops that aren't there. That's what I think.
I know, Jimmy Graham, and you're no Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, I mean, because I listened to the DC station, and yeah, they struggle covering the tight end. It's been one of their main issues all season. So. Yeah, you play the matchup.
Are you saying Sean Payton picked up on that and he and Breeze schemed to get the ball to Fleener?
It's called coaching. That's what coaches do.
So that's what happened, Big Easy.
Learning.
Sammy, shut up.
Okay.
All right. Bull Smith tweeting in says, why did we cut Sterling Moore to keep Devontae Harris, who blows more assignments than a New York street hooker?
Yeah.
But I will say, breaking news on today, Monday, the Saints did put Sterling Moore back on the team.
Yeah, get Harris the fuck out of there, man.
So maybe they realized the same thing.
I mean, they saw the tape.
Right. I guess that's is what there is to say about it. That's they signed Sterling Moore, so okay, problem solved. Davis Douglas coming in saying, great gritty win, but why the breakdowns in the secondary? Some big issues with communication and executing coverages. On a lighter note, how cool is it that Ingram and Kamara do their post-game interviews together?
I love that. I really do.
That's cool. That's y'all saw them sharing earbuds while talking to Deion Sanders?
What's that?
Oh, he heard Deion Sanders. He wanted to hear about it. Welcome to the show, Damon. How are you feeling?
I hate Deion Sanders with a passion that you wouldn't believe.
I know.
And his segment. You ball, you get the call. You ball. I mean, oh my, he's such a, he's a old man thinking that he's still relevant. Fuck Deion Sanders.
Well, he called Ingram and Kamara this week. They got the call because they balled.
Very proud of him.
anyway, what was the original question there? Oh, breakdown in coverages, maybe because Lattimore wasn't there?
I mean, no Lattimore, no Klein, no Vaccaro. We mentioned it. We're missing a lot of pieces back there. But really, I mean, really when Lattimore went out, right, there was really a big difference.
That just shows you how he is. Like, you were able to withstand the Vaccaro, and you were able to withstand the Coach Klein, Mr. Coach Klein. But when Lattimore goes out, he's, I mean, clearly, think about it. We didn't have Lattimore last year. We were 7-9, terrible defense. We didn't have Lattimore year before, 7-9, terrible defense. I mean, the point being is we need a good cornerback. Now, what I'm more scared of is here we are once again, great cornerback on our team, fucking gets hurt. We can, we're cursed at this position.
Oh, stop.
Really? Because tell me the last good cornerback for this team that didn't get hurt.
Well, first off, we haven't had many, if any, good cornerbacks in this franchise's history. Jabari Greer played how many years before that injury? Like 4 or 5 years for us before that injury? You know? And look, this isn't
but he got
a major
hurt at a time that we needed him.
Okay, but it's not like, I mean, granted, we don't know the full extent of it, but it doesn't seem like this is going to be a major injury. He may not even miss a game. But we don't know. And this franchise, we just haven't had good cornerbacks. Greer played 4 or 5 years before his injury. So don't say, oh, we're cursed that cornerbacks always get injured.
Keenan Lewis, how long did Keenan Lewis?
Yeah, I don't know.
And who else after him?
Whatever. That's a little bit of an overreaction, though.
Really? Because the last three good cornerbacks we lost to injury. It's not even that they got hurt. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that this is what's going on with Lattimore, but you can understand why I don't like it, because the last three good cornerbacks we had, we didn't just like they didn't just get hurt, like we lost them to injury.
I don't like him getting injured either, because he's the best player on our defense other than Cam Jordan. We kind of need him, so of course it's frustrating. Yeah. But hopefully it's not serious. It's not like his hip fell off like Keenan Lewis. Yet.
That'd be 15 years from now.
Yeah.
Okay, and our last tweet, or no, second to last tweet from Sylvan Blondell says, great comeback win, but worrying D, nothing personal, but Gamadi is limited, and Devontae Harris is just inept. Shouldn't the team trust Hardy or Mollett? Can't be worse. Lattimore injury just shows how important he is. I mean, it's clearly everybody's got the same conclusion there.
Yeah, water's wet and fire's hot. I mean,
right. You can only go so deep. I mean, right? That's the theme of the week. The comeback is great. The lesson learned, actually, which is in this tweet, I'll just say, Paul Perret saying, is it Perret or Perret? I can't remember from last week.
The veritable Paul Perret.
Okay, Paul Perret saying, most wake up calls come in the form of a loss. This was the best of both worlds. Give the team a little reminder when they come out flat, but still get the W. Oh, and Fleener was awesome. Had some great blocks. Oh, there it is. 91 yards worth. He's the one who said it. But, you know, that was what I was just about to say, something about how you got your win, but it was a humbling win so that you don't get confident, cocky, arrogant, reminds you that how close you are to losing.
I mean, yeah, he can go in and talk to the team like a loss. I mean, like, we stole that game. There's no way we should have won that game. We stole that game.
Yeah.
It was fucking magic. And yeah, did you see, I'm sure you saw the pictures from the locker room after the game.
Yeah.
Oh, I put. I mean, Breeze and Peyton, that's just fucking hysterical.
They got in on the camera thing, yeah.
I mean, that's just awesome.
Just shows you the chemistry that we're talking
about. I love
about.
This fucking team, man. I love this fucking team.
They're having fun. They're
it's
having
awesome
fun.
To pull for all these guys. Yep, awesome to pull for all these guys.
I think it's that young blood. They got that youth, and they're good. Thank you, Mr. Ireland. All right, that's all for that. Let's move into Pick'ems.
It's time to play the game. Put your money on the table. Come on. It's the one game. You never, ever win. Yeah. My game. Come on. My time. Yeah, what you got? You can't win. It's all about the game. And how you play it. It's all about the show. And how you take it.
Well, Pick'ems, we had better weeks this past week than the week prior. And I think Jeff even said the week prior was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
This week, we did a lot better. I went 4-1. Damon went 3-2. Jeff went 2-3.
Yeah.
Greenbaum also went 2-3. I guess Pick'ems. So, out of the three of us, Jeff's got the lead at 29-23. I'm three games back, right around 500, which is what I do, 26-26. And then Damon is at 20-32. Damon had an over 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I've had two overs in like a 3 week span. Yeah.
All right, where we in stand the with larger league, I'm still clinging on to first place with that 29-23 record. Next up is Vincent Burke with a 542 percentage. CJG with the 519, and the reason I'm going with percentages there is technically Vincent Burke missed a week, so even though he has fewer wins, his percentage is better. Ed Hunt, Jason, so you're up there, Jason, in the 1, 2, 3, 4. You're in fifth place overall. So along with you in the 500 club is Wheels, Life of Tide, Jimbo, Home Team, Rance, and Neil. And then we go into the losing records in this order. Me So Mad, Hungry, Who Dat, Fitz, Doug. Wow, Doug climbing all the way up to the top half.
Did he pass Damon?
He did, because I haven't said Damon's name.
Wow.
Well, I mean, what kind of...
He's four games ahead of you. Ooh, so he's 24-28. You are 20-32. So after Doug comes Triple D, then Greenbaum. Ooh, you're slipping away.
That's
Scott
right.
Waters, Near, Chris McGuire, Random Thoughts, Emmanuel, Gerald Boutte, then Damon, Preston Allen, Dr. Hudat, Davis Douglas, EJ Pasternot, Ryan Gidry, Ryan Angier, and Vetti 11. That, of course, was never published.
All right, so going on this week's slate of games, which are, again, shitty, the Saints-Rams is the best game of the week. There are a couple of good games on Thanksgiving, but, of course, we can't do Thursday games.
That's a really smart decision not to do Thursday games, Jason.
So, our first game, the Chicago Bears, coming off a close loss last week. The Detroit traveled to Philly to play an Eagles team that just demolished the Cowboys this past week. Eagles are sitting there... 9-1, leading the NFC right now. This game is in Philly, and the Eagles are favored by 13.
All right. You know, even though it's a shitty game, the spread makes it a tough one to pick.
Yeah, Chicago has lost a bunch of close games, but, you know, man, Philly just seems to be rolling right now, so I'm going to go Philly.
Well, clearly Philly's going to win the game.
I hope they don't.
Well, we need them to not.
Yeah, I'll take Philly too. They're gonna smoke Chicago.
I mean, yeah, I gotta do it. I'm gonna stick with you guys, Philly. That's a hard one to pick.
Not really. All right, our next game, a game of two shitty AFC West teams, the Denver Broncos, who have lost six in a row, maybe, or seven in a row, travel to Oakland to play the Raiders, who are coming off a beatdown by the Patriots in Mexico City. Both these teams aren't very good, but, I mean, Denver just still doesn't have a quarterback, and now their defense is looking like shit.
It's six in a row that they've lost.
Okay. All right, well, this game's in Oakland, and the Raiders are favored by five.
The Raiders are favored by five.
In Oakland?
Oakland getting trounced by the Patriots in Mexico. Anybody know why that happened? I mean,
because it's the Pats.
Patriots are better than Oakland?
Oakland's not that good.
Oh, they're Midland.
No, I don't even know. They're slightly below Midland.
All right. Well, Denver is very much below Midland.
Yes, they are.
So
they just fired one of their coordinators, McCoy, the guy who got fired from the Chargers last year. He took the ball for Denver.
Wow, dude. At this point, this guy should probably end up going coach like a high school team, right?
Yeah, maybe they'll get a college job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the Raiders just because of quarterback.
I will take the Raiders as well.
Yeah. They learned something from New England that they'll apply in this week's game.
All right, next game. The Jacksonville Jaguars, coming off a close win this past week, travel to Arizona to play a Cardinals team that's going to be starting Blaine Gabbert. Yeah. Yo, Gabba Gabbert. game's in Arizona. The Cardinals are getting 4.5 at home.
I guess I have to go first on this one, huh?
Yeah, you can't wait.
I am going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think they are legit. And Arizona is shit.
Yeah, I'm also going to take Jacksonville.
Is it because they're legit? And Arizona is a
power play? Make it a clean. Yeah. Jacksonville.
My next game, AFC South, Tennessee Titans coming off a beatdown against the Steelers on Thursday night. Marcus Mariota threw four picks.
Ooh.
Traveled to Indy to play a Colts team that's coming off a bye. And they are getting 4.5 at home.
They're a division game, at least.
Oh, you give me the Colts. Take the home dog. Take a shot.
I am going to go with Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going to be with Jason on this one. This is a home dog that I'm not believing in.
All right, and now our sheet of game of the week.
Here we go. Of shit card. I got a piece of shit card.
Oh wait, you mean they're not all shitty games?
They are. This one's official.
Yeah.
And it's in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
So of course, once again, we got the Cleveland Browns, who, I mean, at this point, there's a really good chance they go winless.
Well, I think I know who I'm picking on this one.
I mean, they're 0-10 right now. You got the Bengals, Chargers, Packers, Ravens, Bears, Steelers. I mean, it looks like they're going to go with this. Travel to Cincinnati to play the Bengals. Bengals beat Denver last week, and Cincinnati is favored by 8.5.
Ooh. How bad has Cleveland's losses been the last several weeks? I mean,
they lost by 12 to Jacksonville last week. And it was in Cleveland. I mean, they've got a couple of three-point losses, but they're still losses.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to take, you know, the fact that it's a division game, you would think any other team would play this one good, but Cleveland is Cleveland, and they're going to do Cleveland things. So I'm going to go out on them here. I'll take Cincinnati to cover.
I am an idiot. I am taking Cleveland. This is Cleveland's chance to win this year, I think.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to win one.
I don't right? know. I mean, I don't know.
I'll take Cleveland. What the hell?
All right. There's going to be some separation. Once again. All right, so get your tweets in. Remember, if I don't like them, then I haven't recorded them yet. But as long as you get them in before the games are actually played, you know, I'll still record them in time at some point and count them. So after that, let's move into Saints preview.
Lay down slow. Recognize a real dawn when you see one. Sipping on booze in the house of blues. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
Where this is the game we've kind of been talking about on the show for the last couple of weeks. This is the test. But I don't know if we should consider it a test game anymore because of our defensive injury situation.
What does that mean?
Well, we don't know if Lattimore is going to play. Okafor is now out. We don't know if Mr. Coach Klein is going to play. And Vaccaro, you say, should be back. But so, I mean, like, it's not the same team that it was even 2 weeks ago. If 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I'd walk into this saying we have every shot as any to beat this team. Right now, I'm nervous we're going to lose this game. Based on what I saw against Washington,
I mean, the good news is they're going to be without their leading receiver Robert Woods. He's got a shoulder injury, so he's not going to be playing. So that helps. Also, I mean, their defense. I know they still have Wade Phillips as their coordinator, but their defense hasn't been as good the last few weeks. The key is going to be to stop Gurley. You know, we've got to be able to play the run well
without Okafor
and maybe without Klein. Look, it's not going to be easy, but even before, I mean, obviously we were confident, but even when we were at full strength, this was still going to be an easy game.
But that's the point. At full strength, it's going to be a tough game. So now we're walking in with one hand tied behind our backs.
Well, at least they're not at full strength either.
Well, that's
and they're still, I mean, look, they're having a good season. They're 7-3, but they're still relatively unproven. The Vikings handle them pretty well this past week.
Yeah.
You know?
So you think they might be a little bit of a false 7-3? I mean, like they're.
I think they're legit, but I mean they're.
I mean, seven games. You got something, no matter who you play it against.
Right.
I mean, you do have two games against San Francisco. I don't know that they played them both yet, but and Arizona.
I mean, look, I'm sure they have some easy, you know. Some easy wins, but they're still, I mean, they still got seven wins. They, you know, Goff is still having a pretty good season. Gurley's really having a good season. Let's see. I mean, they beat Jacksonville, but yeah, all their other wins, actually, now that I'm looking at it, Colts, Niners, Cowboys, Jaguars, Cardinals, Giants, Texans. Those are their wins.
Jags is a good win.
Yeah, I mean, Jags, that's their best win, and they traveled to Jacksonville to beat them. Mm-hmm. That's their best win.
Huh.
So, yeah. I mean, look, it's going to be a close game. It should be a fun game. Getting to go out to L.A.
Fun for the team.
I'm not sure how their crowds are at the Coliseum. I really haven't been paying attention. But at least, you know, them not having Woods is really big, especially if Lattimore doesn't play. But they got a good young coach, McVay. You know, youngest head coach in the league is really an offensive mind. So even without Woods, they'll have a good game plan against us. We just gotta tighten up. We gotta get pressure. You know, we gotta get pressure on them, force them to make some mistakes, and just keep doing what we're doing. Running the ball, and if we need Breeze, he's there for us.
Well, that's gonna be the key.
And limit the turnovers. You know,
on the road.
Yeah, limit the turnovers.
Well, Damon, if there's one thing you could limit. Would it be?
I don't know. Let me think about it. The turnovers. How about that?
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Let none of our players get caught with a Hollywood prostitute. You know.
Well, I mean, I don't see how that would affect the game.
Depends on who it is.
Yeah.
And what she gave him.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're coming in here with the league's number one offense against their number four, number 13 defense, their number 16. We're second in the league in passing, their ninth. We're third in rushing, their ninth. So, we offensively, we're slightly better. But to your point, Jason, if they're missing this receiver, that's going to be a dent.
Right. It's
going to be a fight. But the one thing I think we've learned is that this team, they ain't scared of no fight. I ain't scared of no jokes.
And we found different ways to win.
Well, that's, yeah. I predict a high
all over team. Whether you would tend to think so, especially if we're still banged up, and yeah, I would expect a lot of points scored this week.
It's going to have to be right for us, I think, because they're going to score.
I mean, unless we can force them into some turnovers, yeah. So with that said,
what's your score prediction?
I will go. Let's keep the streak going. Let's get 9 in a row. 37-31. It's a real high scoring game.
Yeah.
I think it'll be higher than that. No, that's a good score, Jason. I think, but it's going to be a little closer. Let's say 35-38.
Woo!
Lutz makes all his extra points and one field goal. Hey, well, speaking of Lutz, how nervous were you when he lined up for that game?
I wasn't.
The last one, I wasn't because I thought it was close enough. I wasn't worried about him not kicking it high enough because it was such a short field.
Well, now, correct me if I'm wrong.
I have more confidence in the long kicks than I do in the short kicks.
That's because you've seen too many extra points go wrong.
Yes.
I was a little surprised that we kicked it so quickly. I thought we would just give it to Ingerman and try to run it in, but, I mean, fuck, a win's a win.
Well, correct. I don't know the rule here. Like, if you kick the field goal and miss it on first down, do you get another shot?
No, that's it.
No. What the fuck do you get another shot?
This guy is fucking stupid!
I thought there was something about kicking on third down. You actually have a...
No, if you botch the ball and you botch the snap.
Okay.
And you fall on it, then you can kick it again. But no, if you kick it and miss, you don't get it.
Right.
Okay.
That's not how sports work.
That would make for some interesting choices, though. I mean, I might support that.
Right. All right. I'm going to say 38-35. Whatever. It's field goal. Separates it.
Okay.
All right.
Get the streak going. It'd be nice that we have a long day to get ready. This game's coming on at, what, 3:30?
30? Yeah.
Yeah. I think we get the... Did we get Nance and Romo? I thought it got flexed to the national spot.
Like you said, this is the... I mean, dude, this is a fucking 8-2 Saints against a 7-3 Rams. On a weekend where... Right. It's the best game of the week.
Yeah, it is.
Including the Thanksgiving games.
Yeah, I mean, that Detroit-Minnesota game is probably the second best game of the weekend.
Yeah. All right, final thoughts?
It was nice to meet Ben from the Saints UK podcast this weekend coming in.
No, it wasn't.
Jeez.
Fuck it. I wonder why people hate you.
How did that end up happening? You never mentioned anything to us about it.
I
get that you wouldn't say anything to Damon. You wouldn't want him to show up, but...
I wouldn't have shown up.
I just figured it wouldn't matter. Yeah, y'all weren't going to...
Well, I wasn't going to show up. I'm not driving 4 hours.
Plus, I had a...
The guy
I had
flew
a,
all the way across over from England. You think I'm going to drive 4 hours for that?
Right. but he had me on their show last week in a little guest spot, so...
Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome, though. Yeah, I saw the picture there on Twitter.
It was fun. And, dude, I mean, to that be the first Saints game in the Dome and to witness that...
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That is pretty awesome, though. A little podcast there helping each other out.
That's right.
All right. Damon, final thought?
Well, the similarity between this and 2009 are just too good to be true. I mean, I'm trying to keep my expectations more realistic. And I'm having a hard time because I really, really, really think we're going to Minnesota.
When you pull out a game like this, I mean, how can you, it's like, how can you not?
Mm-hmm. And again, we had kind of gotten used to the last 4 years of definitely not pulling out games like this, but doing quite the opposite, you know.
All the black kicks.
Right, having, right, having, you know.
I don't want to be the Debbie Downer on it, but, I mean, Lattimore needs to come back for me to say.
Yeah, yeah. No, Lattimore, Klein, Vaccaro.
Right, I mean, that's why our defense was so good earlier, because we were at full strength.
Yeah.
Right. Lattimore.
And you're saying we could take the Eagles, like, easy? We're walking past the Eagles? You're not nervous about
that? No, I never said that.
NFC championship?
It definitely wouldn't be easy. I mean, they're rolling. Well,
it'd be awesome if somebody else took them out the week before.
Yes. No, we definitely need help. And Minnesota beating the Rams this week did not help us. It dropped us from the 2 seed to the 3 seed.
Yeah, we needed the Rams to.
We needed the Rams to win. That loss to Minnesota at the first game of the year might come back and bite us in the ass.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, Minnesota's not finished, so they got some losses coming.
I mean, hopefully. I mean, they still got to play Detroit.
And it's Case Keenum. I mean, look, that's a division game, and division games. Unless you're playing Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, look, they
competitive.
I mean, they still have the Lions. They still have the Falcons. They still have the Panthers. I mean, those are three tough games they got coming.
Yeah. Right. Oh, right. Right. So who do you pull for? You know. But as long as we handle our business against Atlanta and the Panthers, you know, that part of our destiny is still in our hands. So
that's what you can do. I guess control what you can control.
Yeah. Right.
Let the other chips fall where they fall. But it does mean that beating the Rams this weekend is a lot more important.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's think about it like that, too, guys. Like, the fact that we're 8-2 and we're not safe. By any means,
stretch of
the imagination. No. We're not
safe
for the division. We're not safe for, you know, we sit here talking about the number one, number two seed to get the bye week. Shit on that. We still have to win the division first. You know, let's back up a bit.
Very good. Very good. Oh, my. Jason, write this down. 11/20/2017, 11:25 p.m. Jeff had his best coherent thought ever.
Ever.
Oh, he didn't listen to the other show where Courtney was on. Anyway. Alright, that is all. We're going to go out on the high note like Jerry Seinfeld suggests. That's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast, and if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Dadgum.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, dead-skinned donkeys.
Good night, Hoodat Nation.
So welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment, where art imitate life and people get famous. Welcome to the world of showbiz arrangement, where lights, camera, action is the language. Welcome party people, while we got your attention, there's a few things we'd like to mention.
The name is Jurassic,
but they call us J5.
We rock bonafide fly rhymes multiply.
We got two DJs controlling the beat and
vocal harmonies make it sound so sweet.
With the four horsemen, put words to caution,
expressed and flipped in the orderly fashion.
With the rhyming, designing, the music going, timing, the fellas saying ho and the ladies losing their mind. The breaking, the scratching, this thing called rapping, the cultivated music that keeps your hands clapping. The passion, reaction, the street satisfaction, brothers using old tactics to make it happen. The rhythm, the spirit, you love it when you hear it.
Nowadays when you're sampling shit, you gotta clear it.
Welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment, where art imitate life and people get famous. Welcome to the world of showbiz arrangement, where lights, camera, action is the language. Welcome to the wonderful world of entertainment, where art imitate life and people get famous. Welcome to the world of showbiz arrangement, where lights,
camera, action!